This is the sound of the bottling line at Allagash Brewing Company, a craft brewery in Portland, Maine. Showing us around today is Jason Perkins. Jason is a member of the Bates College Class of 1997 and is the brewmaster at Allagash. The brewery is situated in a modern, anonymous industrial building in a wooded Portland suburb. Perkins has walked us past what's called the brew house, where ale ingredients are mixed together, and past the tall, stainless steel tanks called conditioners, in which the ales are fermented, in some cases for nearly a year. And now we're at the bottling line. This conveyor is a single bottle width. Now you see beer like Anheuser-Busch or something on TV, and they've got a great big wide conveyor with all kinds of bottles on it.
Yeah, we're definitely a lot slower than what you'd see on TV or maybe in an old Laverne Shirley show.
Yeah.
We're quite a bit slower than that.
Yeah.
We do, for these large bottles, we do about 70 cases an hour, which 12 bottles in a case, about 1,000 bottles an hour. When we're bottling the small bottles, we can run more like 2,500 bottles an hour.
Okay, those are the sealers and labelers over there?
Yeah, the labelers are back behind here. You might be able to squeeze through here. Bottles come out of the filler, get rinsed, interior rinsed with sterile water, and then filled on the filler where thereafter they're corked. Then they go down a series of single bottle width conveyor, and then they go into our labelers here. And these labelers are made back in the 40s and still work quite well.
Allagash seals up its bottles with a cork and a cage, much like you'd see on a bottle of champagne.
The beer that we put in these large bottles, the carbonation in the beer is about twice as what a normal carbonation would be. So you need the cage on there to contain the cork and keep the cork on the bottle. The bottles are also heavier weight to withstand the higher pressures, much similar to champagne.
In fact, Allagash is not your typical American beer. Let's go even further. It's not your typical American craft brew either. Instead, Allagash is one of a handful of U.S. brewers that make ales in the Belgian style. In other words, these ales have a wine-like complexity, a distinctive presence of yeast and hops, and an openness to ingredients such as spices or fruit seldom tasted in other brews.
And the thing that's real nice about that style of beers is there's really no limitations. There's no style guidelines. It's the sky's kind of the limit. So because of that, we do a wide range of stuff here. Our best-selling beer, our flagship, is Allagash White, which is a Belgian-style white beer. That's probably about 90% of our total production here. So it's our most well-known beer. Beyond that, the other 10%, 10 to 15% is made up of a collection of styles. Some aged in barrels, old wine barrels, old bourbon barrels, fermented with some are fermented with wild yeast strains, different yeast strains than most breweries are using. So it's a really wide range of eclectic kind of niche beers that we do.
But Perkins says that Allagash isn't really part of the so-called extreme brewing movement that's pushing the envelope in terms of strong flavors and high alcohol content.
The one thing we always try to work for here, and I try to work for, is to have a complexity of flavors, but to also have a balance to the beer. In the end of the day, we want to produce a beer that is interesting to the consumer, but quite drinkable as well.
Perkins majored in psychology at Bates and started brewing his own beer at home soon thereafter. For a year or so, he worked at Kettle House Brewing in Montana, followed by a short stint at Gritty McDuff's, one of Maine's first brew pubs. Perkins has been at Allagash since 1998.
I've really grown with the company here. When I started, there was 2 employees. We now have about 16. Everything in the brewing world is done in barrels. A barrel is 31 gallons. When I started working here, we were doing about 1,000 barrels a year. Now we're doing about 14,000 barrels a year. Everybody here is on board with the fact that we still want to always be a small craft brewery. We want to be hands-on. So that's always in the back of my mind as we make process improvements, is we don't want to lose that connection with making the beer, because that's why we all got into it.
It's fascinating. I know it's old hat to you, but it's really interesting just watching the progress of a bottle around the line here.
Yeah, it is. It's still enjoyable for me to watch, and it's definitely the most popular part of our tours here. We have tours quite frequently here, twice daily often. And it's always the highlight of the tour for people to see the bottles going around.
This is Doug Hubley reporting for Bates College.